Tensions between India and Pakistan may have eased, but neither country is prepared to say that the crisis is over, and the two nations have yet to resolve their underlying dispute over the Himalayan region of Kashmir. As NPR's Eric Weiner reports, Pakistani President Musharraf's decision to end support for militants in the region is drawing a mixed response from Pakistanis.
India and Pakistan have been fighting over Kashmir for as long as there's been an India and a Pakistan. Many people here consider it the unfinished business of partition. 54 years ago, British India was divided into modern-day India and Pakistan. Most of Kashmir, a predominantly Muslim state, ended up under Indian control, and it's been the source of bitter dispute ever since. Indians fear that losing Kashmir would undermine their secular identity and encourage separatist rebellions in other parts of the country. Kashmir is also part of Pakistan's national identity, part of its image as the natural homeland for all South Asian Muslims, part of its very name. The K in Pakistan stands for Kashmir. Rasul Rais is a professor at Qaid-e Azam University in Islamabad.
It runs deep into Pakistani psyche that until Kashmir issue is resolved, Pakistan will not be at peace with India because it has hurt Pakistanis so much. So many wars. On what? Kashmir.
For decades, Pakistani leaders have used the Kashmiri cause as a rallying cry to unite the nation. For the past 12 years, they've also supported militants fighting Indian troops in Kashmir. Now, under U.S. and Indian pressure, Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf has reversed that policy. No longer, he says, will Pakistan support the so-called jihadis. This has angered Pakistan's religious parties who view Kashmir as a sacred cause. Mainstream Pakistanis also sympathize with the plight of the Kashmiri people, but some agree it's time to end support for the armed struggle. Pervez Hoodboy is a professor and peace activist.
To my mind, there is not a hope in hell that Pakistan is ever going to liberate Kashmir militarily. Let's accept that fact and then get on with things.
Besides, analysts say, Musharraf had little choice. It was either withdraw support for the militants or face war with a much larger Indian army. Ayaz Amir, a columnist with the Dawn newspaper, says he believes Musharraf made the right decision. He just wishes he made it on his own rather than under Indian and American pressure.
There's a sense of anger and frustration, not so much at the outside world as at our own ineptitude, that we had to be kicked into line. We had to be kicked to do the right thing. It is that sense which is, I think, which takes many Pakistanis by the goat.
Amir says President Musharraf emerges from this crisis politically weaker, especially considering that it came only weeks after he staged a referendum on his presidency, a referendum that most people here believe was rigged. But others say it's too early to count Musharraf out. He did withstand international pressure for as long as possible, they say, and he can point to at least one sign of victory. He's managed to internationalize the Kashmir dispute, something no Pakistani leader has achieved. British and American troops may help monitor the line of control that separates Indian and Pakistani Kashmir. There's even talk of an international summit. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage, who recently visited the region, says the world is now paying attention to Kashmir.
I think the specter of nuclear war, which seems to have lessened in recent days, has been so frightening and so riveting that the question of Kashmir is much higher on the international agenda than it had been heretofore.
The challenge for Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf is to keep Kashmir on the international agenda, even as the threat of war recedes. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.